Bruce. Wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the University of British Columbia. My name is Mia. The show is called Particles and Waves. For the next hour, I've got a fairly eclectic collection of songs that I'm going to play for you. Super chill. It's super nice outside. And when the summer hits and I find myself inside the, thankfully, tends to be fairly cool radio station studio, I just kind of have to chill with things, it's kind of lucky that Goldfrapp just dropped a brand new album. It's called Silver Eye. I've been listening to it this past week. I've really enjoyed it. So I'm going to play the first track off of that. It's called Anymore. I've got stuff by Overcoats, a track of theirs called Kai's Song, and a little bit of Louise Burns as well in this first set, and then a whole lot more just like, yeah, super chill stuff. So please, please enjoy.
Me. Coming back.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. My name is Mia. That song was the title track from Louise Burns's album Young Mopes, which came out earlier this year. Before that, I played Kai's song by Overcoats off of their album Young, which just dropped like 2 weeks ago, and Goldfrapp at the top of the show with Anymore, the first track from her new album Silver Eye. I have gotten, in the course of doing radio for more years than I probably think about most of the time, but I've gotten pretty good at sort of getting a snapshot of what a band sounds like and whether I'm going to be interested in them pretty quickly. And I was pretty interested in Betrayers very, very, very quickly. They've got an album out. They're from Edmonton. They describe themselves as flowery garage slash psychedelic, which sounds about right. And the album title and cover, they've got an album called 12 Songs to Haunt You, came out this year, and they've definitely consciously evoked sort of the 60s and 70s album cover design, which is something that I always appreciate when it's done right. When it's not done right, it's called Coachella. I don't know. Lana Del Rey released a single that was something just super ridiculous. Yeah, Coachella, Woodstock in my mind, which didn't know. However, Betrayers are pretty rad, and so I wanted to play their track For the Kill. I am going to be listening to all 12 Songs to Haunt You off of their album, and I'll report back and see what it's like. After that, I've got a track called You Got It All Wrong by Future States and something from the Courtneys as well on this, today's super, super chill episode of Particles and Waves.
On the wings of a fly, maybe at the Wall of Serpents. Tired of begging for rides from your friends?
Bobby, I don't have time to take you to the soda shop again this week.
Lugging those groceries on the bus got you in a sweat?
Man, oh man, these bags of salt sure are hefty.
Being on campus without a car ain't easy, so check out Zipcar and get wheels when you want them. Join now to get your membership for only $20 at zipcar.ca/UBC.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Driving down the western sea.
The Courtneys with a song called Tour off of their album The Courtneys 2, easily enough. Before that, You Got It All Wrong by Future States off of Casual Listener and For the Kill by Betrayers from 12 Songs to Haunt You. It's been way, 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 way too long since I played one of my favorite Elbow songs on this show. It is a track that I love in part because it comes out of one of my favorite good bad movies, Southland Tales. It barely shows up in the film itself, but it plays a huge role in the film's trailer. And as far as I'm concerned, if you're going to do sort of the autopsy, as I get, I suppose, of Southland Tales, the trailer is actually like essential reading. It is required in order to understand the whole phenomenon. So anyway, this is Forget Myself by Elbow.
Again, the moaning for the mercy of a man.
Elbow with Forget Myself off of, I grabbed it from the Southland Tales original soundtrack. I've had a special request come in for originally it was for the band Garbage, but then specifically for the new song that Shirley Manson has that she recorded specifically for the TV show American Gods, which if you're not watching it, it's really good. And I'm almost always behind on the zeitgeist of everything, but yeah, it's real good. And in the most recent episode, there is this great song, and I remember listening to it and being like, man, they nailed the tone of, wherever they found this track, really nailed what the character was feeling and everything. Sure enough, it was written specifically for the show. It's called Queen of the Board. It's real great, so I'm going to play that for you. And follow it up with, I was going to discuss a little bit about what I call game-breaking songs or album-breaking songs, basically a song that is so transcendently, outrageously, like, mind-blowingly good that it kind of both upholds and also kills the rest of the album around it. It is, you know, single-handedly responsible for my good review of the album as a whole, but yet I never listen to anything else off the album. I want to play one of my favorite album-breaking songs, which is Percussion Gun by White Rabbits off of It's Frightening, a album that I've literally listened to no other songs from it more than once or twice, and I couldn't name or sing any of them for you if I tried, but I have memorized Percussion Gun because it's phenomenal. So please enjoy Queen of the Board by special request and Percussion Gun.
Unlucky for you, I'm Queen of the Board. And I'm like Cleopatra, I get what I want. It's so much fun.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends.
Members get discounts downtown at Little Sisters Book and Art Emporium, the Cinematheque, the Fall Tattooing, Selectors Records, Community Thrift and Vintage, Vinyl Records, Sakura's, Classical Records, and Beat Street Records.
What would we do without our friends?
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
All right. words could I lay to describe this?
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was T. Nautilus with If I Think Too Much off of I Walk Through the Crowd. For that, White Rabbits with Percussion Gun off of the album It's Frightening, and Queen of the Board by Brian Raitzell and Shirley Manson from American Gods, the TV show that I genuinely didn't think we'd actually ever get to see. I remember reading American Gods when I was in undergrad. I remember sort of hearing, oh, it's been optioned instead of as a movie. It, you know, this was kind of almost pre-Game of Thrones, before TV was like, before people realized that television is actually the correct way to adapt a novel, because novels are too long to adapt to screenplays, but they work really well as TV shows. I remember for those who have read American Gods, I'd say probably Neil Gaiman's best work. It's certainly one of his more universal, I think. And it is about the gods that came with the people to America and how the old ones and the new ones are kind of starting to clash. A lot of it centers around a really amazing, fun character named Mr. Wednesday, who I wanted more than anything to be played. My sort of mental casting was always a cross between Steve Buscemi and the robot devil from Futurama. They actually got it pretty close with Ian McShane, who is playing him now on TV. But yeah, it's kind of amazing, because there are some things that the rights will get snapped up and then nothing will ever come of it. But American Gods actually made it out of development hell, and it's very good. I got one more request. Well, all right. I asked my friend to request something from a list that I have and have shared with her, and she gave me an answer. So, yeah, this is a Kishibashi song, and this is a guy that I play him every time I've got a show on or near Valentine's Day, because he's like really one of the most romantic artists, one of the most romantic musicians, I think, that exists out there right now. And this song in particular is pretty wonderful. So it's called M'Lover. It is the best possible use of the M apostrophe thing. And I really do feel that he has taken great strides in taking back that particular set of characters from the M'Lady folk. And it's from the album Sonderlust.
Would you be everything I wanted, and a lover and an accomplice? Could you be her? Would you feel together and inebriated, enabling of a fable we were never meant to be, but together? Misinterpret images of our innocence and vestiges of virtue. Would you feel pity for the masses who were adding and subtracting? subtracting with scandals that we made together. Single heated motion, and we settled in agreement with glee. Our dangerous liaisons and clandestine creation myths were fine with me. I wanna do a lover's do with you. I wanna walk the edge of the earth with you. I wanna say to you the minute we feel the heat, would you be?
Thank you.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song called Share With Me the Sun by Portugal the Man off of their album In the Mountain in the Cloud. And before that, M'Lover by Kishibashi off of his most recent album, Sonderlust. I've got time for precisely one more song, so I'm going to play something by Colorado. Colorado, I do like them quite a bit. They are a Canadian band. They've got a new album out just in April called Born Yesterday. I have this like little stable of bands who follow certain naming conventions that drive me nuts, and Colorado is one of them because between them and Wilderado, I just want to like shake my walking stick and be like, come up with other names. Only like Pistols at Dawn, fight it out. Only one of you gets to keep the R-A-D-O ending to your band name. In the same way that I am super done with anyone who puts two I's in the place of one I in their band name and or uses V's instead of U's or A's or like any other type of vowel. Churches has done that. Stop it. We have it done already. But that's mostly just because I'm weird and stubborn like that. Most of the music from any of these bands can still be really, really great. It's just that sometimes band names are very silly. Colorado, it has some pretty great music. I'm going to play the title track from their new album. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves, and I will catch you all next week.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking